Hola, hola, konnichiwa, hello everybody. This is your host Ocean, day 3, episode 3 of Autism Moms Umbrella Podcast. How are you guys feeling today? Oh, you guys are feeling as wonderful as I am. Okay, so in the last two episodes, there were more like introductions to the initial diagnosis on the ASD spectrum. So today I'm going to speak more about my modern life with my autistic son and his bad but 3-year-old behaviors. Okay, so I'm learning how to differentiate the behaviors of his disorder and him just being a typical 3-year-old. I'm currently in the process of being certified to become an RBT, which is a registered behavioral technician, so that I can work more hands-on in the medical field with autistic children because I'm that passionate about it. I'm so obsessed with my son and everything he does with this disorder. It's amazing. I can't press that enough. Like, the things that I see him overcome and the little sneaky ways that he has along the way with that, it's really interesting how their mind can bend and stretch and their ability to do things are just like immaculate. So I'm really passionate about it. From day one, I've read books and read articles. My favorite one is The Autistic Brain. I cannot think of this lady's name, but she actually wrote the book and she's autistic. That's freaking wonderful. Like, it makes me wonder, what can my son do? So speaking of that, he's really, really sneaky. He's sneaky, and I really don't know how to go about discipline besides turning his TV off and making him take a nap, but his smart butt knows how to turn the TV on. So now I have to unplug the TV when I turn it off. It's funny, but it's not funny because I have to get a hold of him now as far as behavioral wise. But I don't know. I'm not an aggressive mom. I'm assertive. I'll say, sit down, don't touch it, don't do it. I'll whoop your butt. I won't whoop his butt. I'd spank his hand or pop his butt, but I don't know what to do, moms. Help me. Please email me at oceanbailey@gmail.com, OSEANBAILEY, and tell me, how do you guys go about differentiating the two behaviors between their cognitive skills mentally and them being of their age, toddler-wise? So he's going on 4. He missed the whole terrible 2 phase, and now he's like terrible 2, and he's 3.5 going on 4. And I need to find out ways to discipline him. I don't know. I try to take his favorite toy and he just goes and gets another one. I turn the TV off. He turns the TV on. I tell him to take a nap and he literally goes, yeah, he fake snores with his wide eyes wide open looking right at me. So I don't know. Sometimes I think he's in his room after I told him to lay down. He's sneaking down the stairs playing. Like, I don't know how to discipline his little butt. So I'm figuring it out. I do know he's really sneaky and he's starting to be able to play under me. He's like, yeah, my mom knows. So I'm going to act like this. And then I'm going to act like that because I know she's going to hug me. Or he does things like, literally, he pinch me or throw something at me. And I'm like, ouch, no, that hurts. Don't do that. And he kiss me and hug me. And then does it again, like a Sour Patch Kid. So, like I said, it's interesting because it's like, oh my gosh, you're really smart at this. But when you're throwing your tantrums, is it because you can't communicate with me the way you want? Or you're just being a bratty 3-year-old? I really, really need help in that department. Moms, what do you guys do for discipline? I'm not talking about anything aggressive. I don't know what to do because sometimes he bites me. That's another thing he does with expressing himself angrily. He bites. It initially started in daycare. The kids were being really aggressive and he signs or he says no. He waves his finger no. He covers his mouth no. And like the third time, he's gonna bite you. So he has been me before because I haven't done what he's wanted me to do, or
And I used to not feel comfortable about that because the first thing people say is you don't have control over your own kid. And it's so different because you can't just discipline him because in his mind, he doesn't know what he's being disciplined for. So I'm still working on that. And the therapist, we're trying to come up with something. So like taking the toys and stuff is not working. I have to figure something else out. But are there any other moms who have issues in public? That's another thing I'm experiencing. He's an angel when he's with me in the car or something like that. But when we're in public and he doesn't get his way, he falls flat out. He yells. He destroys things, flips stuff over, hit me, kick me, punch me, bite me. And I have cried sometimes because I'm like, I know you want to play with this toy, but this isn't your toy. I know you want to stay here, but we have to go. I know you want to run around 5 more minutes, but we have to go home. And I don't want him to think that I'm trying to cut into his freedom and his playtime. But he can't act like that, you know? Like, I talk to him, hey, Princeton, you know, you can't do that. And that's mean. And it's like, hey, yeah, I hear you, but I want to do what I want to do type of thing. So I don't know, moms. Help me. Please email me. Please. I need help because the therapist don't have any other suggestions besides take away his snack time or take his favorite toy or make him nap. And he's very restless, by the way. They've prescribed a light dosage of melatonin. That doesn't really work. I don't know. He fights his sleep as well. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that probably on the next episode. But discipline right now is the biggest thing for me. Because it's kind of hard. It's like, you know, you praise them every time they do something new. But behavioral-wise, as far as discipline, I don't really know how to go about that. I don't know. Moms, please email me at oceanbailey@gmail.com. Pretty, 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 please. I need help disciplining him so, 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 so bad. If not, you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram name is autism.mova. That's autism.muva. Please DM me about disciplining techniques on Facebook. It's Ocean Bailey, OSEAN space BAILEY. Inbox me on Messenger, email, or DM me. I seriously need help with disciplining my ASD kid because I don't want him to feel like I just accept him and his behaviors. But I don't want to discipline him and he not understand. But I don't just not want to discipline him. But so I'm just all over the place with this topic and I really need the help. The things that I try to do by disciplining him is ruled out. Like the taking the toy, the turning off the TV, the snack time away. None of that is working. So please help me. Moms, it'll be greatly appreciated. This has definitely been one of my brief episodes compared to my first episode, but I do want to speak with you guys daily and want to fill you in on things that change, and I want you guys to interact with me as well. Pretty, pretty, please. It'll be no good having this podcast if I'm sharing everything and you guys aren't interacting. The sole purpose of this is for all of us. I really want to hear your feedback. Again, email address is oceanbailey@gmail.com. Ocean, that is spelled OSEAN, Bailey, BAILEY. Thanks again for tuning in on Autism Moms Umbrella Podcast. Thank you. Hey, mamacitas. This is your host, Ocean. Wait a minute, your favorite host, Ocean, with Autism Moms Umbrella Podcast. Today is day 4, episode 4, and I want to speak more on his sleeping disorder. Princeton just feels like
he's a vampire, I guess. He can stay up for multiple days and eat french fries and drink juice and poop and pee everywhere and tell me no and whatever, whatever for days. And I'm so tired, moms. He's fun and we have so much fun, but I get little to no sleep. He's currently asleep now and I'm shocked. He takes no naps at all. So I'm finding that I have to put him in a confined, quiet place. I've just figured this out because for the life of me, I didn't understand how could I get him to nap. Initially, I thought because, well, you know, he goes to daycare and he's excited to be home with me and doesn't want to take a nap. You know, he normally naps at daycare, but they never came a problem there. They're like, Mom, he didn't sleep today. So when you get home, he may be knocked out. And like on the way home, he sleeps. But when I get him out the car and get him undressed and put him in bed, he's like, nope, you caught me. I caught myself. Not happening. So I'm not sure if this technique is going to last long. It's like, I don't know. I'm weaning him off of me slowly. He has his own room. And he go in there. He lay down. He watch TV, play with a toy. And I be good and sleep. And I hear him coming down the hall. He's like, Mom? Mom? And he get into bed. But he sleeps so well. So it makes it extra, extra, extra hard to get sleep. And then I just want him to enjoy his own room. You know, he's a big boy. I don't want to baby him. So I'm having a hard time with that as well. He doesn't like his room at all, unless he's being mischievous. He loves his room then. But this whole nap thing today, it was really hard to get him to sleep. He's probably been asleep about 30 minutes to an hour. But I had to go through so much to get him down. And it is so exhausting. And now I'm not sleepy anymore. I'm not sleepy at all. It's raining out here. It's been raining cats and dogs all day. Here in Memphis, it's the perfect weather to nap and just watch movies and eat all day. But unfortunately, Princeton said, Mommy, no nap. We're not taking any naps. And now he's asleep and I'm awake. Like, wide awake. It's not happening. And I got a feeling that if I do finally start to get sleepy, he's going to wake up. Then he's going to wake me up. So they prescribed him like a five milligram dosage of melatonin. It does not work at all. I don't know what else to do. I've tried like aromatherapy, calming lights, weighted blankets. I don't know, moms. Are there any other ASD moms experiencing sleeping issues with their kids? And how do you guys go about getting your kids to nap or sleep through the night or wean your kids from sleeping in the bed with you and them sleeping in their own room? I've been on Pinterest. I've been on Google just looking for different ASD techniques to decorate his room. And it's like, it's not enough. And Mommy needs more sleep. Like, because Princeton will probably sleep for about 10 minutes. Say he gets up at the crack of dawn every day because it's routine. You know, with me going to work and him going to school. We get up at about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And my schedule has changed now with me being a stay-at-home mom with him. So my body is still not acclimated to it, but I can always just roll back over. But once he's up, he is up. Or if he is like dead into his sleep and he's sleeping with me, I can't even so little as to roll over or go to the restroom. He's like, hey, Papa Mom, like, hi. And I'm like, no, go back to sleep. And he's like, you gotta get up now. So I don't know, Mom. So he gets up at like 6 a.m., literally stays up all day long. And then I try to get him down at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. He's like, no, I'm not having it. And then he may chill out for a minute. I'm thinking he's asleep. I go check on him. And he's like, oh, hey, you're in my room. Let's play. And I'm like, no. Okay, now it's like 11:30. I really need you to go to sleep because I'm sleepy. And I can't go to sleep until you go to sleep. So he may doze off for about 10 minutes. And then he's back up. And this can go on until about like 2 or 3 in the morning, even greater. And so ultimately, neither one of us has gotten any sleep. And now I'm grouchy, cranky mom. And I can't get a nap during the day because he's up. He wants to play. I don't know what to do, moms, because
the melatonin is not working and I can't just sleep and he's awake because he's very mischievous. You have to watch him. So what are some techniques that you guys use for your kids to nap? Please email me that information to oceanbailey@gmail.com. That is oceanbailey@gmail.com. Share your stories on how you get your kids to nap, even get them to sleep throughout the night, all night, out of your bed. Like, I'm really tired. I'm tired now. And like I stated, I can't nap because I'm not sleepy. I'm tired, but I'm not sleepy. But I would like to experience more rest. I would like to experience rolling over. I would like to experience getting a late start to my day. With this whole staying at home mom thing being new for me, I like to be busy. And unfortunately, the cards didn't lay in my favor. So mommy's at home with baby, trying to get him back acclimated with therapy and ABA and the school system and everything. So we've been at home chilling and becoming more and more of the bestest buds ever. But we all need rest. We all need sleep. Princeton, mommy needs sleep, baby. Mommy needs it so bad. Mommy is so exhausted. I don't know. But I need help with that as well. So moms, please, any information that you have that you feel like is generous enough for you to share and that could help me with sleeping, email that to oceanbailey@gmail.com. Or you can DM me on IG at autismmuva, that is autism.muva, with your information. Or you could message me on Facebook at Ocean Bailey, OSEAN space BAILEY. I am open to communication via those three ways. But yes, I need input on sleeping, napping, just anything that you guys feel like it's helpful, because mom needs more rest. This has been another short episode on Autism Mom's Umbrella, but each of my episodes seem to be very accomplished and informative. I would like to hope so for you guys as well. But please reach out to me, moms. And thanks again for listening, subscribing, and following Autism Mom's Umbrella. Share, share, share. Get it out there. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a mom to tell another ASD mom to share, to communicate. Thank you so much, guys. Day 4, season 1, episode 4. There's more to come. Again, thank you for the support, and I love you all. Goodbye.